Never gonna leave this town. Finally know my way around. Seen what I could do and expect the same. Show you where to buy your wood. Tell you where the fishing's good. Hey, by the way, I didn't catch your name. If I look into your eyes, try to cut you down to size, bring you eye to eye with the mind of a little man. Oh, I don't want to cut too deep. Yeah, I just want to go to sleep with the volume down and a cool one in my hand. Well, get me right, right, right. People kind of get me wrong. Yes, keep it light, 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 light. When it's heavy, I can't get along. Oh, if you wanna ride with me, you gotta learn to let it be. Just hold me tight and pacify my mind. See what's on the radio. Try and find the ones we know. And dial out all the static that we find. Well, get me right, right, right. People kinda get me wrong. Keep it light, 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 light. When it's heavy, I can't get along. If you wanna ride with me, you gotta learn to let it be. Just hold me tight, pacify my mind. See what's on the radio. Try and find the ones we know. Dial out all the static that we find. Well, get me right, right, right. People kinda get me wrong. Keep it light, 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 light. When it's heavy, I can't get along. Oh, get me right, 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 right. People kinda get me wrong. Yes, keep it light, 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 light. When it's heavy, I can't get along.
Zach Trujano for you here, live on Out of the Woods once again. Hey, welcome back, Zach.
Thanks for having me, John.
It's been like 4 years, I think, right?
Yeah.
I turned up your vocal a little bit there to talk to you. Yeah, welcome back, man. Now, that song there, last time you were here, you played that last time.
Oh, yeah.
And you hadn't named it yet.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I named it. Get Me Right. What's the name of it? It's on the on the new record, so that's one of the ones that kind of made the cut over the last couple of years.
Right. Yeah, I remember you were comparing it to Jimmy Buffett or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. It was somehow he was an inspiration, I think, in stylistically or some other way in writing that one. Nobody really gets it except for me. It's one of those things, but yeah, it's just sort of like a, I don't know, it bears some sort of resemblance to Jimmy Buffett songs, I think. It's a very sort of cut and dry kind of tune about simple ideas and going through a very simple day, living in a simple place, and seeing what that sort of means for you. I don't know if that translates to the broader audience or whatever, or if Jimmy, you know, if he's listening, would agree with that. But to me, that's, you know, there's some sort of, you know, Margaritaville seems to, it's just in everybody's heart. Everybody's been there. So, yeah, it's more or less about Kentuckook.
Yeah, yeah. That's right. And I should mention to any of our listeners who listen to this show, who know me, you know where I'm from, Zach's from the same place I'm from.
Indeed.
Albeit a few years later on down the line.
not too many.
We were just having fun looking at some old yearbooks here before we started recording. And talking about Hopkinton and Kentuckook lore and whatnot. But yeah, you got a new CD out. Well, relatively new. I've been pestering you for it for quite some time now.
Yeah, that's how I do it. I put it out and then I don't send it to anybody. It creates the mystery I'm going for in the music business, you know.
That's right. But yeah, as I was saying, how you're from the same town I'm from, but you've definitely gone places beyond Kentuckook.
A few, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. Folks out there might know people like Chris Smither and David Goody Goodrich and geez, list goes on. Who else we got? All sorts of folks you hang around. Rusty Bell.
Yep. Chris Delmhorst is on the record.
Chris Delmhorst.
She's, you know, Peter Mulvey I play with. And,
right, right.
You know, sort of that whole sort of, they're kind of a musical family to me. So I'm out there with those guys.
Very cool. Yeah, Tookie Boy does good. Maybe we get you to play another one for us.
Of course. Yeah.
Zach's passing through the area, back in the state, playing a show or two and hanging out with Mom and Dad, I think.
I am. I am. It's spring cleaning and sort of, I always head up this way for this time of year to help out with the yard and stuff like that. So
what a good boy.
Well, it took a while, but I'm learning. That's a tune. This is also off the newest record, and it's called Under the Northern. Too free, I was a little too wide. I could tell right away she's a holy child. And we're awake, all right under the northern lights tonight. It's the angels gone electrical. So hard to be skeptical of the sky. Oh, we don't ask why. We just sit and watch the gods roll by. Mm,
were black, her hair was gold. She lived way down the end on Patterson Road. It was a busted trailer on a mountain stream. Whoa, who needs heaven? It's hell of a dream. And we're awake, all right under the northern lights tonight. It's the angels gone electrical. It's so hard to be skeptical of the sky. Oh, we don't ask why. And watch the gods roll by. Mexican blanket, screw top wine. Yeah, she's wrapped all around me like a Bordeaux vine. Oh, and I don't care if I ever leave. Yes, I can feel all my tricks running down my sleeve. And we're awake, all right under the northern lights tonight. It's the angels gone electrical. It's so hard to be skeptical of the sky. Oh, we don't ask why. We just sit and watch the gods. Sit and watch the gods roll by.
Zach Trujano, once again for you here on Out of the Woods. Yeah, I like that one. That's a new one there, Under the Northern.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very cool. Yeah, we're going to have to get that CD.
Did you bring it? It's
here. Oh, he brought one.
Yeah, well, I did. I did indeed.
Good man. So some of you folks might know Zach from the group Rusty Bell. Played a bunch of festivals here and there, out and about. Are you guys still playing right now, or?
Yeah, we are.
I know that Matt's doing the suitcase junket thing. And
yep. Yeah, he's out doing that. I'm out doing this. And it's sort of, you know, we look at it as kind of a wave. And right now we're sort of writing songs and thinking of the next incarnation of the band. You know, it's a very forward-moving ensemble. So, we're definitely in the creation stage of making a record, making a, you know, the next sound for Rusty Bell. And meanwhile, Matt and I are touring our solo records and really doing that. And, you know, hopefully we'll get it together sometime, you know, this fall to get in there and actually nail it all down for a record and then see what happens, see what Rusty Bell, you know, 3.0 will be. It's exciting. We're all pretty excited about it. We have a lot of ideas for the band, so.
I know you go off in all these different directions. I'm sure when you come back together, it's a whole new ball game.
It is, and that's part of it. You know, I don't know how other people do it, but for us, it's really important to go explore some different musical avenues and, you know, whether it's solo or with different bands and things, because it informs what we bring back to the palette that we use to paint whatever we're making with Rusty Bell. So it's all, you know, it's definitely kind of the main hub we use to bring everything back to and see what comes out of it. And we're so, it's such a nice thing to have, you know, a trio that trusts each other that much. And so we're not very worried about what comes out, which is a very free creative environment to be in. And we've already been rejected by all the record labels and you know, booking agents and everything. So we're not, there's no sort of, there's none of that, pressure in the creative cooker for Rusty Bell. It's just the sounds we want to hear, and hopefully we can create them as in the studio as true as possible to what our vision is, you know. So it's a continues to be, I mean, we've been in a band together for more than 8 years, and it continues to be such an exciting project. So
right, yeah. I always think of you guys as a live band too. You guys are so, it's like a machine when you guys get going together, you know.
Yeah, I mean, we've just done so many shows, and we know each other so well that, you know, we really, you know, there's not very many shows that are the same, even though we, you know, might play similar tunes. We're so loose at this point that, you know, things are faster or slower, maybe different key, you know, it's, but we know each other so well that it's, we forget sometimes how easy it is to play with each other. All of a sudden you go out and play with somebody else, and it gets to, you know, you remember, like, oh yeah, I didn't know I had a brother and sister that could really, you know, read what I was going to do before I was going to do it.
Right. You know? They're just like the Grateful Dead.
Yeah, less drugs probably, but yeah.
So do you guys have anything lined up for the fall? You mentioned the fall. Are you getting back together?
Yeah, but mostly, you know, it's not any sort of public thing. It's
just getting back into playing together again.
Yeah, our idea is to make, just create, make another record. So that's as far as we've thought about it. And we all, you know, we've got our ideas sonically, so.
I ask because I'm greedy. I remember you guys played in Concord, my hometown here.
Yeah.
A couple of years, 2-3 years ago.
Yep. That was a good show, too. That was fun.
That was fun, yeah.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, we all still live in the same, you know, Western Massachusetts, same, you know, 10 miles apart from each other. And we, so it's, you know, creatively, it's a fun thing to be, to, and we haven't been off the road really for 8 years. It's been really fun to just sort of say, like, okay, let's get off the road together and get together and just write and see what comes out while we're not like cranking all the time in a car going from venue to venue.
Right, yeah.
And it's turning out some really, it, you know, really cool stuff, different stuff. So, yeah, stay tuned. We'll see this fall, you know, happens.
Zach Trajano is with us here live in the studio on Out of the Woods this week. Maybe we can get you to play another one for us.
Of course, yeah. Outside, through the windows, rainbows circle round the lights.
bushes, little raindrop pictures across each pane in sight. And she just sits and stares at the cabs and their fares. Oh, all of this used to be wide open spaces. Go and ride away any place you like with your head down, free on your motorbike. Oh, the sky, it will hold it so true. Your own weight of moon. Dim cafe full of empty tables reminds her of the beach. Smells like salt and the great horizon hangs low and far from reach. There's a light in the street, but it flickers and it's weak, and every night she hopes to God they'll replace it. Oh, go and ride away any place you like with your head down, free on your motorbike. Oh, the sky, it will hold it so true. Your own weight of moon. Yes, go and ride away any place you like with your head down, free on your
I made an instrumental record as a when I did the Kickstarter for the Yesterday Sun album. Right. It was one of the perks, and so I just recorded it, set up, and you know, did it at home, which I haven't done all that much, and just recorded all these Lapsdale songs and fingerstyle acoustic songs, and I sent it out to my friend in Nashville to get mastered, and when it came back, I just thought it sounded great. So after I sent it out to the Kickstarter people, I put it out as a record.
Oh, cool.
Because it worked. So it's called I Took Molly to See the Butterflies, and yeah, I think this is the first tune on the record, so. Thank you.
Zach Trajano. Waiting for that last bit of sustain to leave.
Yeah.
That thing there. Great, yeah, nice. And that, what is that? Is that koa wood or something?
It's
got an interesting grain to it.
Traditionally, it's koa that goes into the Weissenborns, but this is... I don't actually know. I contacted this guy, Rance, who the company is... I'd love to give him a plug. What is it? Lazy River Guitars in Chapel Hill, because he's really one of the only and the best guys that builds, you know, sort of custom Weissenborn style instruments. And I just said, hey, I'm a working musician. I don't have a lot of dough, and I love the sound. What can we put together that's in this, you know, these specs, what I'm going for the least amount of dough, like, and what can you do? And he said, don't worry about it, I got you covered. So this is basically just a box of whatever kind of wood he thought would sound great. There's no binding on it. there's no nothing. It's bare bones. It's a box with strings on it, and it sounds like $1 million. And he hooked me up with something I could play and explore this sound, and it's been a dream, you know.
Very so cool.
Yeah.
Zach Trajano is here with us on Out of the Woods. We should probably take a quick break, so we're going to do that right now. We'll be right back after this.